Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom on the program tonight. A seismic ruling from the Supreme Court today has ignited hope and concern across Delhi, NCR, the National Capital Region. All stray dogs in the region must be relocated to shelters. All. This decision, both compassionate and contentious, forces us to confront the complex reality of our streets, where love for animals collides with fears of danger. The Supreme Court didn't mince words, slamming local authorities for their abysmal failure to manage the stray dog crisis. Their scathing remarks highlight a grim truth. Over 1.5 lakh dog bites were reported in Delhi last year, with rabies a near certain death sentence without timely treatment, claiming lives and fueling public fear. The court's frustration is palpable. It points to a lax enforcement system and inadequate infrastructure as culprits behind this escalating issue. For residents haunted by the threat of aggressive strays, this ruling offers a glimmer of relief, a promise of safer streets and fewer sleepless nights. Yet, for animal lovers, this is a bittersweet moment. They see strays not as threats but as vulnerable souls, often abandoned, starving or abused, deserving of care and dignity. They argue that mass relocation to shelters risks overcrowding, neglect or worse if not done right. Now, their plea is heartfelt. These dogs aren't statistics. They're companions who share our cities. And shelters, therefore, must be proper sanctuaries, equipped with proper veterinary care programs, not just holding pens. Now, the court's order is clearly a tightrope walk. Moving lakhs of strays is a logistical mountain. Can our shelters scale up to meet this challenge? Will funding and oversight match the ambition? The Supreme Court has thrown down the gauntlet and made it absolutely clear street dogs are no longer welcome on the streets of the National Capital Region. People must be protected.
It started with a campaign. NDTV reporting every attack, every victim's ordeal, asking questions, seeking a fix to the stray dog's menace in the country. Now the Supreme Court has spoken, calling the stray dog menace a serious public safety concern. The apex court noted the need to round up stray dogs and directed the Municipal Corporation of Delhi to pick up the stray dogs and relocate them to other locality. The Supreme Court said that if any organization intervenes, they will face action. The court made it clear that it will hear government's side on this and that application by dog lovers will not be entertained.
Very thankful to NDTV to start this campaign regarding the stray dogs and see the result is come out. Today, I want to appreciate the Supreme Court order regarding the stray dogs. That is, all the stray dogs are shifted to the dog shelters within 8 weeks by the MCD. And it is a very big and the great news for all of us.
Between January and June this year, 49 rabies cases, 35,198 animal bite incidents reported in Delhi. From finding enough shelter place to ensuring proper care, the challenge ahead is immense. But the court has made it clear, delays will not be tolerated. The Municipal Corporation of Delhi has now formed a special committee to carry out the court's directive, balancing humane treatment with immediate removal from the streets.
NDTV को भी बधाई देना चाहता हूँ आपने जनता से जुड़ा हुआ मुद्दा उठाया है और ये जो आपका अभियान है इस विषय को सभी लोगों ने संज्ञान लिया था और आज कोर्ट का जो निर्णय है वो निर्णय मेरा ये मानना है कि दिल्ली सरकार जिस दिशा में आगे बढ़ रही थी पिछले कुछ समय से मुख्यमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में उसी दिशा में हमारे को और सरल करने का काम सुप्रीम कोर्ट का ये आदेश करेगा.
बट नॉट एवरीवन इज ऑन बोर्ड.
और फ्राइडे को ही तय हुआ था 14 पॉइंट प्रोग्राम चल जाएगा और उसमें 2 साल के अंदर अंदर सबको राहत मिलती. लेकिन अब ये जजमेंट आ गया. अब ये जजमेंट मुझे नहीं मालूम कि लीगल भी है कि नहीं, बस एक गुस्से में देने वाला. आप आओ बैठो, रोब जमाओ, जजमेंट दे दो और कहो कि कोई नहीं बोलेगा, कोई मुझे सुनना नहीं है.
विद अ डेडलाइन नाउ इन प्लेस, द स्ट्रे डॉग क्राइसिस इज फाइनली सीइंग कॉन्क्रीट ऑर्डर्स फ्रॉम द टॉप. NDTV will keep tracking whether this ruling stays on paper or clear the streets. With Nupur Dogra, Aarti Krishnan, Malvika Murali, Bureau Report, NDTV.
Well, joining us, Ambika Shukla, she's an animal rights activist, Dr. Sanjeev Bagai, chairperson and MD of Nephron Clinic, and Aditya Pratap, an advocate. Let me go across to you, Ambika, first. You know, this is what the Supreme Court said, and I quote, all these animal activists, will they be able to bring back those who have fallen prey to rabies? How would you respond to that?
Firstly, I would like to talk about the judgment itself. It is not based on any kind of knowledge or information. In the absence of a census, you don't even know how many dogs you're talking. So when you want a reasoned order, you need to start with information. Here you can see there has been no effort to even procure the basic information. When you talk about removing dogs to shelters, how many dogs are we talking? How many shelters are needed? How much land is needed? How much money will be needed? Nothing. So this is completely plucked out of thin air, without any kind of reasoning. And when, if you are seriously talking about a specific issue, then you do need domain expertise. For the Supreme Court to say we will not listen to animal welfare people is to say we will not listen to doctors when there is a health issue or any other expert in the matter.
No, but Ambika, so perhaps in this case, they weren't listening to doctors.
Now, sorry?
Perhaps in this case, Ambika, they were listening to doctors.
No, they were not listening to doctors because the case that the court took a suo motu action was not a single doctor certified rabies. The child died of meningitis. It was misrepresented, misquoted, and the Supreme Court quoted that very case.
Right.
So even here, they were not listening to doctors.
Why
don't you listen to facts, not fear?
Okay.
Any policy that emanates out of fear is bound to be a wrong, faulty, and misguided policy.
All right.
You
one second. Let me get in Dr. Sanjeev Bagai. Was the court bound by fear instead of fact, Dr. Bagai?
Good evening. I think the Supreme Court judgment is correct. It's in the correct direction. Let's only base our discussion today very quickly just on facts. The fact is that we have more than 7 crore, which is 70 million stray dogs in some reports, going up to more than 100 million in some other reports in India. We
again,
have more than 8 dog bites.
No census at all.
Ma'am, I didn't interrupt you when you were speaking, ma'am.
No, I'm just saying, sir, don't quote figures because there is no census.
I'm saying, ma'am, can I have my time to speak?
Is to misrepresent again.
And let Dr. Bagai make his point.
The kind of fear-mongering that has produced this kind of mistakes. So let us stick with facts.
No, please. Let him make his point. I'll come back to you.
Yeah, stick with facts, sir. That's
I would request Ambika to I would request Ambika to just remain
yeah,
silent for a couple
with
of
the
minutes.
Facts, sir. That's
here are the
all.
Other
simple
points
research.
Of view. Okay. Now, the fact of the matter is that we have more than 8 to 9 dog bites every minute in India. 99% of rabies
no
cases are fatal.
This
is pointless. Vishnu, this is completely
pointless. Ambika, I'm going to bring down your sound.
Respect to the other.
One minute, Dr. Bagai. Ambika, I'm going to bring down your sound until such time as he finishes.
Yeah, what the Supreme Court did as well.
No. Ambika, we don't do debates like this. Bring down her sound. I'll come back to you, Ambika, once he finishes his answer. Go ahead, Dr. Bagai.
Yeah, thank you, Vishnu. 99% of rabies cases turn out to be fatal. More than 36% of the world's rabies population is in India. We lose more than 20,000 innocent human beings every year in India just because of rabies. 20% of this significant figure is in children under the age group of 5. A lot of elderly fall, they have fractured neck femur, they have other orthopedic issues, primarily because they're running away from dogs which come in a group to attack them. Stray dogs, be it rabid or non-rabid, cannot coexist in a human environment where residential colonies, multi-complexes and societies are. The point I'm trying to make is the full figure is based on rabies. Let's look at the mutilating injuries. Let's look at the huge amount of psychological scarring which happens to children who are severely injured because of lacerating bites. The anti-rabies vaccines are not globally available and not in smaller towns, tier 2, tier 3, or in villages. And it's not only the anti-rabies. For severe lacerating wounds and for grade 2, grade 3 wounds and beyond, we need something which is known as immunoglobulin, which is extremely expensive. Not to move at all is being regressive.
Okay.
The court has made a correct decision. Yes, we need manpower, we need capacity building, we need infrastructure, we need people to look after the dogs. Yes, but the fact is we are moving in the correct direction. That's my limited point.
Got it. All right, Dr. Bagai. Ambika, let me come to you one more time. Again, a quote from the Supreme Court. All these so-called animal lovers, will they be able to bring back those children who have given their lives? How would you respond?
Let me first refute the statistics so-called put out by Dr. Bagai. One is there are not 20,000 rabies cases in India anymore. That was many years ago. And in fact, the number is down to 54. This is a parliament reply produced by the government of India. Okay, so please get your facts straight, sir. This fear-mongering does not work and it is causing a lot of needless fear and panic among people. These false statistics, false cases, etc. Please let us stick to the facts and then we can produce a reasoned, sensible solution. All of us want safe streets. And I would like to just give you a comparative figure, Vishnu. We're talking about public safety. Do you know that India has 11%, only 11% of the world's total vehicles. And yet we have the highest number of traffic deaths, 10 lakhs a year. Secondly, India has the highest number of street dogs, and yet we just have 54 rabies cases. Just look at the difference in parity. 10 lakh deaths from traffic, yet we are not impounding cars, we are not jailing drivers, we are not taking any kind of extreme measures. When there are 10 lakh deaths, and here by comparison, there are only 54 cases of rabies in a country of 1.5 billion people. So clearly something
I think those numbers are debatable, Ambika. Will you hold on for one second?
No, those are correct statistics and those are research statistics.
Sure.
Please let me tell you,
All right.
Are not in the habit of giving false facts because we are the victim of the same.
Please, Dr. Bagai, you've raised a very specific point. 54 rabies cases across the country.
The specific point with regard to bites is the bite figures, no matter what they are 5 times exaggerated because we have done an RTI report and got an answer from AIIMS. And they have specified that bites are counted as per usage of rabies vials, one vial to one bite, when in actual fact, it is 5 vials to one bite. So you would firstly divide whatever statistics are coming out by 5. Secondly, there is no differentiation between pet dog bites and stray dog bites or monkey bites or rodent bites. They are all clubbed together as dog bites. What about the prophylactic doses taken by the entire animal welfare world? Those are also mistakenly counted as bites. So your bite figures are vastly exaggerated and we need to acknowledge that. When you're dealing with a problem, unless you recognize the problem, understand its dimensions, then only can you come up with a solution. If you have wrong...
Okay, I get that point you're mentioning.
Yes.
It's been overstated is what you're arguing. Dr. Bagai has a point.
Not
go ahead, Dr. Bagai.
I'm giving you the facts. I'm giving you the facts.
Ambika, you made your point. Ambika, you made your point. Let him reply. Yeah.
Okay, so, to compare one rabies death, 54 rabies deaths, or 20,000 rabies deaths with road accidents can be as bizarre as comparing apples and oranges and trying to make bananas. I don't agree with that, and that's trivializing every death. Point number two is, if Madam Ambika is very fond of dogs and animals, she should house them, adopt them, and take them inside a house, not let them loose on the road. Point number three is, all data, published data, which includes Lancet, Science Direct, and other international magazines, have specifically quoted that there is underreporting of dog bites and underreporting of rabies deaths in India. India healthcare is not digitalized. More often than not, these bites, these episodes, these incidents, these kind of mishaps go underreported, not overreported. Over to you.
Okay. Aditya Pratap. In fact, I'm also joined by Dr. Asher Jesudas from the Delhi Animal Welfare Board. But Dr. Asher Jesudas, the Supreme Court has ruled, right? There's no two ways about it. These dogs need to be moved into shelters. Where will they be taken and how soon can this be implemented? And what are the conditions in these shelters?
Right. So let me clarify, first of all, that there are no shelters where these dogs can be taken. The decision is absolutely bizarre. First of all, it goes against a previous ruling by the Supreme Court, a two-bench decision that categorically, after a lot of hearings, a lot of research, said that the ABC rules 2023 are the only solution. It goes against the central government rules called the ABC rules 2023, which mandate that every dog needs to be sterilized and sent back to the location. What this today's decision proposes is that, let's say about 7 lakh dogs, right? There are 7 lakh dogs in Delhi, like 3% of the human population. Let's assume, that we take about 5,000 dogs to a shelter, right? Which is what the Supreme Court has proposed as a first step. The cost at 3,000 rupees per dog per month comes to 1.5 crore rupees per month for just 5,000 dogs. You do the calculation for 7 lakh dogs. Like, how much money does this government have to spend on dogs? And do they have the space? Do they have the infrastructure? Where is the land going to come from? Where are you going to catch 10,000 dogs from? Do you have enough trained catchers? This is bizarre. I mean, these dogs have been living with us for 10,000 years. They're a part of our culture. The Mahabharata talks about dogs. I mean, Yudhishthir, went up to, knocked the doors of heaven and a dog was following him. This is part of our culture. These dogs have been with us for more than 10,000 years. They've evolved with us. They've been loyal guardians of our security for all these years. And all of a sudden, we just have built these huge walls and suddenly we don't want these dogs. And we don't even do what is humane, what is scientific, what is legal. And we just want them out. And at what cost? Who's going to pay for all of this?
I take your point about 1.5 crores a month. Asher, I think you make an important point about how the seemingly impossibility of implementing this. Aditya Pratap, another quote from the court, NCT Delhi, the MCD, that's Municipal Corporation of Delhi, and the NDMC, which is the National New Delhi Municipal Corporation, shall at the earliest start picking up stray dogs from all localities, from more vulnerable localities, particularly, and cities. How to do it is for the authorities to look into, and if they have to create a force, do it at the earliest. Is this a reasonable expectation by the court, Aditya?
Absolutely. The Supreme Court order is indeed supreme. It's a very well thought out order. And I'm very happy that after so many years, Supreme Court has finally called a spade a spade. Stray dogs, unfortunately, as I said, stray dogs are not in the natural ecosystem. The urban city is not a place for stray dogs, which is why the numbers have proliferated. Stray dogs have no natural predators. In fact, before I continue, I would like to suggest to the Supreme Court that the Honorable Supreme Court should consider that, because clearly relocating so many dogs to animal shelters will be a mammoth task. Rather, consider locating a good number of strays and releasing them in the core areas of national parks where they can be preyed upon by leopards and other top predators. Because a stray dog has to be returned to the food chain. When an animal comes out of the food chain, its numbers multiply and that causes problems for human beings. And the problem gets compounded when you have a section of society which says, no, stray dogs should not be treated as animals. They should be treated like people. And an animal can never receive the same status and law as a human being. Yes, an animal should be treated with mercy. An animal should be treated ethically. No cruelty to an animal. But an animal can never be, promoted to such an extent that it is given a blank check to attack people and children. Secondly, the Honorable Supreme Court in this case very clearly said, we will not be allowing any interveners, which is very good, because courts in suo moto decisions, suo moto cases, they do not allow third party interveners. They appoint an amicus curiae who is a friend of the court, who will give reasonable advice. And those who want to give the suggestions, I would recommend giving them to the learned amicus curiae so that he can put them on record before the court. But the Supreme Court has very clearly said that all stray dogs should be relocated to animal welfare shelters. Now, of course, such a drive will require mobilization of manpower, which the statutory and municipal authorities are well capable of undertaking. Many a time for specialized tasks and drives, the municipal corporations are known to mobilize manpower to achieve. Okay. For instance, you may recall.
All right, so you believe that they just have to get the job done. One sec, I'm running short on time. Let me go back to Dr. Asher Jesudas. Dr. Asher, again, another quote from the Supreme Court. I'm sticking to what the court has said. If any individual or organization comes in the way of picking stray dogs or rounding them up, we will proceed to take strict action against any such resistance. How would you react to this particular? It's essentially the order is there, right? It's a Supreme Court order. It doesn't get higher than this. This will now be done. We can keep talking about how it can be done, when it can be done, if it can be done. But the fact of the matter is, dog lovers, animal lovers, and others, you don't have a say in this anymore. Is that something that you have no choice but to accept?
First of all, I would like to clarify that, clubbing everyone as animal lovers, I think, is undermining what we stand for. I think we're compassionate citizens of this country, and we have compassion for all life forms and not just dogs. Secondly, we are exploring ways to challenge this order, and we will, proceed in the most practical way possible. In the meantime, my response to your specific question is that the Supreme Court has given the government of Delhi 8 weeks to implement this order. So I'm hoping that the government, ensures that they have all the facilities in place, all the manpower training in place, to not do a haphazard job of this order. So we're not expecting that they would start tomorrow, for example, because they don't have the capacity. They don't have the shelter spaces. They don't have the manpower. So we still have hope that better sense will prevail before any action takes place. And we remain hopeful. And that's where I stand right now.
Dr. Bagai, last word to you. You have exactly 1 minute. Go ahead, sir.
I need 30 seconds only. I would request all the compassionate citizens of India who love dogs, who love stray animals, please come and visit and work in a rabies ward just for a couple of days. You will understand the pain, the trauma, the psychological effects, the pain, the absolute horror of treating rabies patients. That's my limited take. Thank you.
No, but finish that point, Dr. Bagai. What happens to rabies patients?
Rabies patients have a 99% fatality. Irrespective of all medical treatment, immunoglobulins, ventilation. If they survive, they have prolonged neurological deficit, which is debilitating and devastating. It becomes like a chronic vegetative state. It's not fair to subject innocent citizens to stray dog bites and put them at risk of any infection vis-a-vis rabies.
All right.
May I make a point, Vishnu, before you finish?
Amika, I'm out of time on this. We
just
will revisit.
Just 1 second. Rabies is 100% preventable. So we're maybe 100% fatal, but it is also 100% preventable. And that is what we are struggling for. And through the ABC vaccination program, if you have vaccinated dogs, they do not spread rabies. They cannot. Okay. So what we need to, just like we dealt with COVID, with 150 crore people being vaccinated,
all right.
We can easily do that with dogs, we can easily do that with dogs.
I would also like to add a quick...
No. I'm sorry, I'm out of time. It's no prejudice to any of you, but I'm...
That, just 20 seconds,
the program
sir,
is over. I don't have 20 seconds. I'll come back to you, and I think you made some excellent points. Ashar, we'll come back to you. We are out of time. We leave it over there. A Supreme Court order, very, very strong indeed. Can it be implemented? Are there solutions? We're going to have to wait and see. Thank you very much for being with us. Good night.